This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tell Ron he's not here, so he doesn't get input.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, you know exactly who you need to call. It's Mokarem Injury Lawyers. We greatly appreciate everybody out there that's listening and listens on the daily. Or if you're just now tuning in, we appreciate you. Good to have you. Stick around for a while. If you listen on the AM, FM dial, we greatly appreciate you. I always tell folks I'm an HD2. I'm an FM HD2 guy. I also have downloaded the Odyssey app. I keep the Odyssey app on my hip. I take it everywhere I go. Yesterday, I had me a good little 45-minute jog. Little jog walk, if I'm being honest. But I had the boys playing and the Luke playing. And then I came in here and got to put in the loop in the crosshairs, if you know what I mean. For what that's worth, but
I'm
it was
always a good raw dog in the drive.
I hear you. Hell, a lot of folks are. But point being, what I want to highly recommend everybody out there do: download the Odyssey app, AudacyY. If you do have that Odyssey app, feel free to use that rewind feature. We had Houston Texans general manager on this morning with Payne and Pendergast live at 7:30, and we also just played in full the Texans offensive coordinator at 3:40 here on the drive in full, his time spent with the media after practice today. So again, the point being, Odyssey app, baby, AudacyY. Download that sucker and keep it on your hip. All right, we got some updates, if you will, on the Astros front. Some of y'all may be a fan, some of y'all may not. I think some people are probably starting to fatigue on the Lance McCullers stuff. But I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, Lance cannot feel good about the fact that a blister on his hand has kept him out for however long it's been. But Lance McCullers is back. Lance McCullers is back, and he will start Friday in Baltimore. Right? What do we got? Tuesday, Thursday, is game two and game three of this Tigers series, and then they go to Baltimore. So the opener in the four-game set versus the Baltimore Orioles will be Lance McCullers coming back off of the blister. Lance McCullers, I mean, it's good. Again, it's an arm. I don't know what to expect from Lance. I am a Lance fan, so my expectations and my hopes are probably a little bit lofty, to be completely honest, given what Lance has been through. But it is an arm. Whether he is a guy that's slated in the starting rotation, which he's going to be here, I don't know what he's going to be down the stretch, but it's another arm, and we need help on all fronts, whether it's that starting rotation or the bullpen. Lance McCullers starting Friday versus Baltimore, Luke.
Yeah, so today was the one-month anniversary of him going down with that blister, so by the time he comes back, it'll be about 5 weeks out with the blister for Lance McCullers. We'll see what he brings to the table this weekend against the Orioles. To me, the biggest takeaway, though, from at least the timing aspect, is that would be Christian Javier's slot in the rotation. So if nothing else, they're just pushing him back an extra day, which is probably a good move when you have these guys coming back from these arm injuries to give them extra time when possible. And maybe Javier will pitch on Saturday. But of course, you know, your antennas go up because he just left his last start early. And now he did travel with the team on this road trip. And they said it was just an illness, but velocity was down. Had to come out after three innings. So I am curious to see the full pitching probables for this weekend series in Baltimore. Is Javier just going to go Saturday and, you know, everything else is fine? And they're going to go to a six-man rotation for the time being? And if so, you know, that could work. But then I've been against six-man rotations throughout the year because it just limits the amount of times you get a Hunter Brown or you get a Fromber, and those are your strength of your pitching staff right now, and you're going to get fewer appearances from them instead, giving time to McCullers coming off the IL and Arrighetti trying to figure it out and Javier. So to me, that's the biggest takeaway, I guess, from this whole from this portion of the news is just, what does this mean for Javier? Is he just going to slot in Saturday and everything else is status quo? I'm curious to see what they do this weekend with their pitching plans.
Yeah, a six-man rotation seems counterintuitive to what they need, right? I mean, like you said, you, at this point in time, you're in a dogfight with the Mariners down the stretch here for the division. And fewer starts for Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown do not sound like an ideal formula to win this battle. And adding arms to a starting rotation when you clearly need more arms in the bullpen doesn't seem like a winning proposition or best case scenario proposition for the Astros. Now, again, I don't know who's better suited for the bullpen. I think all of these guys have stuff that could play in the bullpen, whether it's McCullers, Javier, or Luis Garcia. They've all got bullpen stuff that I think would play there. I don't know how their injuries play into you know, the decision of whether they're starters or their bullpen pieces, but either way it goes, it doesn't seem like, it seems like last case scenario is six-man rotation. That seems like the last thing the Astros want to do now. But we'll see. We'll see, because they're getting some guys healthy. Luis Garcia, speaking of, Luis Garcia will make another rehab start tonight in Corpus Christi. I tell you, the folks down in Corpus Christi, man, you're getting treated here. Luis Garcia is going to make another rehab start down there tonight, as well as Yordan Alvarez will DH tonight in Corpus Christi. He'll rest tomorrow, and then he will play Thursday and Friday in Corpus Christi as well before determining when he's going to come back up to the big leagues. But Luis Garcia, let's start with Luis Garcia just in terms of him coming back. That's going to be a big shot in the arm for the Astros as well.
It could be. That's the most interesting one to me, is just because it's been so long. I mean, it's been 27 months. So we saw what happened with McCullers coming back after a couple of years, and it hasn't been great this year. There were some okay outings, but mostly just kind of lackluster appearances from McCullers. So now it'll be somewhat similar for Garcia after all this time off to see what he can bring to the table and even how long you feel comfortable stretching him out and pushing him here late in this season. So, and then also just the numbers game, what we were just talking about. I mean, you throw McCullers back in on Friday. If you keep Javier in the rotation, that's already six guys, unless they bump Jason Alexander, but he's been your best starting pitcher this month. And then you get Garcia back next week. Now you have seven starting pitchers. So who's going to go to the bullpen? That's what I'm curious about, is just the logistics of all this. How are they going to sort out what will become seven starting pitchers next week? And what are the expectations for these guys? Does Garcia just become a reliever or an opener type of guy? And, you know, you only get a couple innings out of him. Same with McCullers. What are they going to do with these arms? That's the most fascinating part.
Well, we've got two issues with the Astros right now. They've been shut out in three of the last four games. So there's obviously a bat issue, a production issue at the plate, as well as, starting rotation, as well as the bullpen. So two arms look like, one arm's back Friday, Lance McCullers. Luis Garcia looks like he's getting closer. And Yordan Alvarez, obviously a monster bat being added to this lineup at some point in the near future, barring some kind of inflammation on that right hand that was, I guess, fractured at some point.
Yeah.
Cracked,
right?
At some point. So hopefully
you probably know better than the training
staff.
Well, hopefully that goes according to plan, and we at least get somewhat whole from a lineup perspective. Boy, you talk about you get Correa plugged in there, you get Pena back after that little bit of an injury stint there. Altuve has been swinging it well. Man, you plug Jordan Alvarez in there. That could be not could. It will be big. All right, let's. It's hard to not stay in the rearview mirror with how bad the Astros have been across the board. Last night was bad. I mean, hell, Chaz McCormick has been on the damn mound in consecutive games, y'all. And he's been on the mound three times in the last, what, six or seven games?
Yeah. Well, this is not good.
So it's been bad. But y'all, tonight's matchup is made for TV. Brown versus Skubal is, I don't know the entire league. Maybe you can help me with this. I mean, how many pitchers in the American League are in the same category right now with Skubal?
Yeah, good question. I mean, these are the two guys with the best ERA in the AL.
Right. I mean, these two guys have been in the Cy Young race all year long. Yeah. And I know Hunter struggled a little bit there for a two or three start stance, but he now appears to be back to form. But this is what it's all about for me. I get jacked up just talking about it, man. This is what, to me, makes Hunter Brown special, is what I believe is going to happen tonight. I believe he's going to be jacked up, I mean, absolutely jacked for tonight's start. It's in his hometown, Detroit, and it's against one of, if not the best pitcher right now in the American League and in baseball. And that seems like a situation where somebody's going to have to keep Hunter Brown a little bit calm down a little bit, which I love when somebody brings that level of intensity and that level of energy and that level of dog to a game. And he's got it when he's on the bump. And tonight is must-see TV for me, Luke. I mean, the Hunter Brown Tariq Skubal matchup is as good as it's going to get in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it sure is. To answer your question, I think the only other guy I would put in their class in the American League is Garrett Crochet for the Red Sox, who the Astros actually, you know, just beat last week. The one win, funny enough, well, they won two games in that series, but one of their few wins here the past week. This is a premier matchup. It's on TBS as well, tonight's game, so it is going to be like a national game because of, you know, this great matchup. And this is why you have someone like Hunter Brown. I mean, you can't be playing any worse than you are right now. And you have to turn to your ace to be your stopper and to try to get you a win tonight. And it won't be easy on the road against a first-place Tigers team and against one of the few pitchers that's been having a better year than you. But this is why you have Hunter. And look, Skubal's been great this year, but in the month of August, you know, maybe he's slowing down a little bit. He has an ERA of almost 5 this month, so we'll see if the Astros bats can wake up a little bit, exceed that 2.5 run total set in Vegas. But this is a big spot tonight for Hunter Brown to try to put the team on his back and get them back on track after what has just been an incredibly embarrassing couple of days for a first place team.
Yeah, I mean, they have somehow that 6-game home stretch won 3 of 6, so they went 3-3, but it was not. I mean, they could not have felt good coming out on the back end of that 6-game home stretch, and then last night, obviously 10-0 to Detroit. Now, I mean, look, the Astros this season have been tremendous against division leaders. I don't know. You had those numbers earlier. I don't know. Do you remember those numbers?
Yeah, 12-4 against first-place teams.
12-4 against first-place teams, you know, division leaders. I mean, they typically played their best baseball when they are playing really good baseball teams. And so, I don't know. Hopefully last night was not an indication that tide has turned. Hopefully tonight they can right the ship and make that stat stand true against Detroit, because they do lead their division, as well as the Astros are still a game and a half up in this division. Now, the starting lineup for the Astros is out tonight. Jeremy Pena playing shortstop is leading off. Carlos Correa is in the two-hole playing third base. Jose Altuve, he's the DH tonight, batting third. Christian Walker is back in that four-hole playing first base. Yainer Diaz is catching. He's batting fifth. Ramon Urias is batting sixth, playing second base. Mauricio Dubon is in left field, batting seventh. Cam Smith, right field, batting eighth. And I'll be damned. I will be damned, y'all. Chaz McCormick. Tyler.
Hey!
Tyler. Don't get me excited now.
Give him a damn chance, man. Give this man a damn chance. He's not a reliever. Get him some banana pudding in that clubhouse tonight. Get out there, Chazzy.
Yeah, I'm going to ride with it, T. I'm going to ride. I mean, he needs it, man. It ain't about whether he deserves it or if he's earned it or not, man. I mean, he needs it.
He needs it worse than any dry spell any three of us have ever gone through in the sack.
He's at a He's at an all-time low, man. He's got to be rock bottom, guys. He's pitched. He has pitched. Although he's pitched better than the actual bullpen.
Yeah.
He has pitched in back-to-back games. And last night, I'm sitting out there watching him. He hits a guy on a damn knee. And he has got to be rolling his eyes of like, what in the hell is going on? I mean, what was it, 2 years ago? Was it two seasons ago?
The catch on the warning track?
I mean, yes.
Yep.
I mean, 2 seasons ago, this guy was a tremendous center fielder.
Forever etched in Astros folklore.
And statistically, one of the best in the league that year. And I'll be honest, was doing things that we hadn't seen a center fielder do. I mean, I guess Jake did it for a part of the season this year.
Came around this year, yeah.
But, I mean, he is somehow – I mean, my man has somehow been
– I need this, man. I need him – I need two base hits minimum from Chazzy Fizz tonight.
I mean, am I the only one – guys, my heart broke for Buddy last night.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a nut kick.
The game was out of control by the time I turned it on. And again, I'm watching. You got to understand, I'm watching a lot of this with volume down because I'm putting babies to bed and I'm trying to get them to wind down and mama's reading books in my ear kind of thing. Man, I looked up, and honest to God, I looked up there, guys, and my heart broke when I saw Chaz McCormick on the mound again.
For sure. It's an awful situation. 713-572-4610. Hit the text line. I need to know which spot in the city of Houston has the absolute, hands-down best banana pudding you've ever put in your mouth. Please let me know right now because I'm door dashing this sucker over to the ballpark. I don't care if it's up in Detroit.
Ain't that Luke? Well done. Get that man some banana pudding for damn sure.
Right now!
Oh, man, it's got it. I'm telling you, man, it just is... It's painful to watch, man. I'm beyond the point of ever expecting this song to be a mainstay on this show ever again. And I'm at a point where I don't, I just wish they'd move on from it.